Dr. Gotch, you've taken a look at the nine states in Mid-America, and you say the economic indicators are the highest they've been in almost 4 years, and Missouri continues to show improvement for almost a full year now. Every time I turn around, though, the stock market is wandering around trying to figure out how many points it wants to plunge in any one day or climb in any one day. Everything's going on in Europe. We've got stuff going on in the Gulf. We've got Middle East turmoil. Why are we just continuing to plunge ahead here?
Well, what we're seeing, at least, you know, this is a survey of supply managers, and a lot of them are in manufacturing. What we're seeing is a manufacturing sector that's rebounding, and a lot of that can be traced to the U.S. Market, which is doing better, the U.S. economy. Likewise, Asia and South America are doing better and expanding there, and it's being telegraphed back to the U.S. Manufacturers, the U.S. producers. Also, energy production, or at least until recently, was a strong sector in the U.S. Now, you're right, things are, certainly there are some real economic headwinds. One of those is Europe. We're also getting some signals that maybe things in Asia, particularly China, the growth we're not going to see quite as significant in the coming months. But all in all, it's looking much better, and sort of some of that's just coming off the low numbers we had earlier. Still not seeing a lot of job growth, but I think we will see that later on this year.
Okay, as I mentioned, this is the 11th straight month that our business conditions index is rising above growth neutral. Can you pinpoint what's driving that continued climb?
Right. Well, in Missouri, you've got a very large durable goods manufacturing sector, which has been doing better, and that has a lot to do with, of course, the global expansion. But you've also got automobile production, and the automobile sector, which is now doing much better than what it was this time last year. And I expect that to continue as individuals and families begin buying automobiles, particularly U.S. automobiles, those produced in the U.S. And, of course, that's a real positive for Missouri, positive for Missouri vehicle manufacturers, parts manufacturers, and all those that sell to those producers.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned parts manufacturers, because basically we only have one major manufacturer left, and that's the Ford plant at Clay Como, although GM has a little factory over in Wentzville. But it's the parts people that are seeing the big recovery in the automobile industry, I suspect.
Oh, absolutely. It's the parts, all those that produce, all those businesses that produce parts, all the way from the nuts and bolts to the seats to the starters to the generators to the injectors, everything. That's looking much better. And, of course, we're seeing that being spill over into other sectors of the economy. In Missouri, we're seeing some of the high-tech areas that would be in terms of manufactured high-tech computers and electronic manufacturing looking better. And it is better. Again, there are some headwinds there, economic headwinds, and that has to do with particularly what's going on the Gulf Coast and also what's going on in Europe and how that's affecting the value of the dollar. The dollar is strengthened, which makes it a little tougher for manufacturers in the U.S. to do business outside the U.S., makes our products less competitive there. So that's certainly an issue facing manufacturers, facing farm producers as well.
Now, are your folks very much involved in the import-export business?
We measure that each month. We ask about imports and exports, and they're looking better there. And that of course is being somewhat undermined by the value of the dollar, which again makes U.S. goods more expensive and less competitive abroad with this strong dollar. But that's a lot to do with what's going on in Europe with Greece and Spain and Portugal, particularly those three countries.
As an economist, tell me whether it's better to have a strong dollar that curtails some of our exports or a weak dollar that makes our exports better. What's better to have, a strong dollar or a weak dollar?
Well, I'm on the side of a weaker U.S. dollar. Now, why is that? It serves to make U.S. Goods, manufactured goods, cheaper abroad. It makes farm products cheaper abroad, and of course, increases the, for example, agricultural commodity prices. Of course, on the flip side, it does increase inflationary pressures, but those aren't so significant right now. And it also does push up, for example, oil prices. And of course, that hurts those who who have to consume those products, businesses as well. Of course, recently, oddly, with the strength in the dollar, we have seen oil prices come down, and of course, that's even with the problems in the Gulf of Mexico.
You've noted that we're slowly beginning to add jobs here in Missouri, but still, it's going to be more than 3 years before you expect us to get back up to where we were in, 2008, 2007?
It's going to be something like that. In other words, if you look at the last recession, it took a heck of a long time for Missouri to get those jobs back. Missouri's lost 127,000 jobs, and if you add those jobs back at 1.25%, 1.5% per year annualized, it'll take that. Now, we may see somewhat better growth than that, but unless things take off very soon, it's going to take a couple of years to get all those jobs back in Missouri, and for that matter, most of the states that we survey.
In Missouri, we just wrapped up a legislative session where they were talking a lot about trying to find a way to reform tax credit programs and various other business incentives. But really, your folks are kind of in the middle where all of these political issues really don't affect them directly.
Not directly, but boy, in terms of a sector that I would be very bearish on, meaning I just don't think it's gonna be under pressure, is government, state and local government. You're gonna see those workers being furloughed, continuing the state and local government, not many jobs created, losing jobs, because even while the economy is expanding, at least according to our survey, and I think most other surveys, tax collections are still way behind. So it's going to take some time before state and local governments feel like going out and hiring and feel like they can expand their budgets.
And we're not at the place yet where our job growth is enough to pick up the number of people that are going to be laid off out of the government jobs yet.
Not at all. And for example, in Missouri, you got 127,000, 128,000 individuals that have lost their jobs, and obviously they're not paying income taxes, and that really hits the state budget. And of course, their income, even though they are getting unemployment compensation in many cases, they're just not buying as much. So state sales taxes and the local option sales taxes are down. So it's a tougher situation, certainly for government, state and local.
What has to happen for the good times to keep slowly coming to us in the next 6 months or so?
I think we just have to continue on and let the Federal Reserve, I think the Federal Reserve needs to begin raising interest rates, even though that would slow the growth somewhat. But what we need to see that. I think businesses need to feel more comfortable about hiring new workers, understanding that this recovery is underway and that they don't have to have a fear that the next shoe is going to drop. Although, again, there are economic headwinds out there. But as long as the global economy continues to improve, and that's particularly for Asia, and we'd like to see, of course, Europe improve. If we had a default of one of the debt funds, Greece, Portugal, or Spain, that would certainly be a negative. That would strengthen the dollar and make it even more difficult to sell Missouri manufactured goods outside the U.S.
The federal health care law that's going to require businesses to provide some insurance, is that any kind of a damper at all on business growth that you can see?
You know, I think the major issue is just not knowing. I having been a researcher at the Congressional Budget Office a few years ago, I don't think they know either. And no one really knows exactly what's going to transpire in terms of health care reform. We've been told and we've been promised, but we've been told and promised before. So any business out there that really knows what's going to happen is certainly well ahead of me. I just can't envision what's going to happen in terms of health care cost and how much of it's going to fall on businesses and how much of it's going to be shifted to the government or shifted to taxpayers. It's a real unknown out there for everybody, and that's all the way from the Obama administration to the smallest business out there in the most remote part of the nation.